We're live! On the show! Thank you, guys. I'm your host, Akeem. Brian Sweeney is right across from me. How are you, man?
I'm amazing.
Yes, you are.
I'm live.
And our guest today on the show is a guy who's been here before. Mm-hmm. Lovely man. He's a very tall man. He defeats Brian in the whole height game that they're both pimping.
I'm very upset about that.
Comedian Colin Bullock is back.
Thank you. Is Brian tall?
My tall pimp game.
Here's the thing. I'm 6'4", and so like I literally don't know when other people are tall because like I have a really skewed perspective on what tall is.
Yeah.
So like it's either taller than me, about my height, which is regular, and then like everyone else. So like I literally did not know that like Brian is tall and
he's
you
considered
two aren't.
Yeah. Brian is considered tall.
How tall
I'm,
are you?
I'm 6'1", which isn't
you're 6'1"?
Like yeah, it's not super tall.
But well, I mean, it's that good sounds, enough for women.
I mean, that's the majority. Well, true.
Good. Women are stupid.
Yeah.
And they're like 6'1", blah, blah, blah.
It's literally like women will bring a measuring tape to bars.
Yeah.
And they'll check it. And then when I step in the room, they're like, holy cow. I can't curse on this thing, right?
No, please don't.
Okay, I won't curse. Holy Toledo,
yes!
They say, which is
I
very
love that word.
The most vulgar word in Belarus. People don't know that.
Uh-huh.
But holy Toledo. And they measure me and they say, he's 6'4". And that's just his penis.
I'm tall in a horizontal fashion.
In my dong. The
oh,
dong
oh, like
tall.
Your penis is tall?
Yeah.
Good work. Good work on the tall penis.
Yeah.
You wrap it around your legs like a serpent.
I prefer my penis to be long, but okay. I mean, if yours is tall, then it's pointing in a weird direction.
My penis is long and bony, and at the end of it is a skull. That's the head of my penis is a skull, but it's also like a chalice, so it has the semen that comes out
of it.
So it
breathes
from the top.
Fire.
My
it
penis,
also does that.
My penis just has a dire wolf sigil right up top, and it's a menacing penis.
My penis, I carve my every day like a prisoner. Mm-hmm. How many days
you
I
carve?
Live. Uh-huh. I do. I carve it into the because it's like granite. Mm-hmm. My penis.
Yeah.
I'm able to do that. But I dug a hole through it and put up a poster of Rita
Hayworth,
and
that's
then
why
I was
they
able
call
to escape.
Morgan Freeman also narrates my penis.
Yes, and he might be just a ghost a figment of my imagination.
It was
I'm
then
sure.
that Colin Bullock decided, well, it was 3 a.m. and she's not that fat. So
he decided to whip it out.
So
and,
Colin,
next thing you know,
Colin's like penguins.
Ironically, the black guy does the worst Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
But yours sucked. Are you kidding me?
I have a great Morgan Freeman.
No, yours sucked.
No. No. That sounds
and
terrible.
Andy Dufresne.
No, you sound
you
like
sound...
Maya Angelou. Yeah. That's a Maya Angelou imitation that you're doing.
You sound like the mother of Good Times.
Here's I've always
sound
assumed
nothing like
I've always assumed that Maya Angelou was just Morgan Freeman in drag. It was his Madea, basically.
Hello, everybody. I'm Morgan Freeman.
I'm Madea.
Here's the thing. Have you ever
That's
seen
Maya Angelou?
Have you ever seen Morgan Freeman, Maya Angelou, or the mother from Good Times? In the same room?
No.
Have you ever seen Morgan Freeman and Brian Sweeney in the same room?
Many
just
times.
Just putting it out there.
Oh, boy.
Every night in my dreams.
Every time Brian Sweeney, everyone's like, oh, Morgan Freeman's coming, and then I run into a broom closet and Morgan Freeman shows up.
It's like Superman. There's a problem. Only Morgan Freeman can solve it.
This looks like a job for Morgan Freeman.
You always come back and they're you just missed Morgan Freeman.
And I'm like, oh, did I, Lois?
All right,
and I
guys,
wink at the camera.
All right, guys, let's bring it back. Let's bring it back together.
Okay, let's
right for the listeners. This was a crazy first 4 minutes.
I think the listeners enjoy nonsense.
No, they don't.
How do they not enjoy
How
nonsense?
Can they enjoy that much nonsense within the first 4 minutes?
Because that was a lot of fun.
I did it. All I did was say Colin Bullock's name, and then you guys just started rambling off.
First, we
no
about
one knows
penises.
Who he is. First,
everyone knows who I am.
Everyone knows
I'm a big celebrity.
Seabulls.
Everyone knows me as under my gay porn name, Seabulls, where. I have sex in matador pants under the sea.
Okay, this is a possibility.
Sea
He's
bulls.
Like
in someone's dream.
It's like Sebastian slash Vic.
But no, Colin Bullock, he's been on here two previous times before.
I have.
He's a great guy.
True, that's true.
Great to talk to. He's got a wealth of knowledge in his brain.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just want to chit-chat with you.
I'd love to.
You know, that's what I want to do.
Well,
you know.
I'm here solely to promote my Kickstarter. So if every single thing
cannot,
we can talk
are
about...
Are you serious? That's all you want to promote on here?
I will talk about nothing else.
Uh-huh.
Just kidding. I hate promoting things. I'm not good at them.
Yeah.
And I have that weird ability you see in some human beings to, like, no matter what it is in the world, I have an opinion on it. There's really nothing where I'm like, Nah, I have some thought about it.
Are you like that's how to be a radio host, according to Howard Stern, is even if you don't know what you're talking about,
yeah,
make sure that you have a strong opinion about it. And
even if it's so ridiculous, even if you don't absurd.
But if they're like, and then Bosnia and blah blah blah, and be like, well, here's the thing.
True.
What we need to do is blah blah blah.
I agree. Then, well, the whole thing about being a radio host is being able to like just talk incessantly for hours and keep people captivated. And people are captivated by like by passion, even if it means nothing. Yeah. Why do you think, like, I think the reason why right-wing conservative radio has so much hype on the radio, more than, you know, whatever it is no matter what the idea, most conservative radio hosts, even if they don't know what they're talking about, they are talking about it as hard as they can.
Oh, absolutely.
As hard as
they
can.
Yeah, that's what, that's one of the reasons why I listen to, what's his name, InfoWars guy.
Oh, I don't know.
Alex Jones?
Yeah, Alex Jones.
Oh, Alex Jones, that crazy person. No, I agree. I've listened to it, and it's fun.
Yeah.
Because, once again, he has no idea what he's talking about, and you don't necessarily agree with it.
Right.
But it is fascinating. Like, yeah.
See, but I think like what's more fascinating is Colin and I have a podcast where we just do Morgan Freeman, Maya Angelou
jokes. Which is great.
It lasts, and it's a seven-hour podcast, each one that we put out. And
we put out one a day.
Four million
downloads. You've got a lot of time on your hands.
Yes, 4 million downloads. We're in the Guinness Book of
World Records. Here's the thing where I think we are different than most people. If someone did a podcast that was just Maya Angelou and Morgan Freeman impressions, I would listen to it. Like, that sounds amazing to me.
Like, yeah, you'd need to have like an amazing website with like graphics, like flash animation
it is just
of Morgan
a
Freeman moving.
It is a bad Tumblr.
Our website is 3D, except you don't need to use 3D glasses. Mm-hmm. We use technology even James Cameron doesn't know exists.
Yeah.
And
Cameron's a frequent guest on the podcast, actually.
So
James
Cameron
calls
he does a Langston Hughes impression.
He's always bothering us to come on and do his Langston Hughes, and we're like, Jim, enough.
I don't know how many listeners you had before this episode, but afterwards there will be none.
Yeah, it's significantly dropping. But is this the project that you wanted to promote, though? Working on a new podcast with Brian, and you're starting a Kickstarter.
We have a Kickstarter. We're trying to raise $800 million for this podcast.
We're starting a Kickstarter to stop the Veronica Mars movie.
That's what... If we can raise $10 million, we will sabotage the Veronica Mars movie.
Hey, look, a lot of people are looking forward to that movie, especially me. Okay?
Sure.
But we're hoping...
me some Christian Bale... Boob.
What?
I think Christian Bale.
Boobs.
Christian Bale, right? Christian Bale's the star
Christian
of Veronica
Bale
Mars.
Of The Machinist is
Christian
the Veronica
Bale.
Mars movie.
Yeah, it's the same person, right?
It is, yes.
Christian Bale. How do you say her name?
Did you see him in Forgetting Sarah Marshall? He's like, I haven't forgotten you, Jason Segel.
Where he's like, I'm having sex with Russell Brand.
I'm not wearing hockey pants.
Wait a minute, why were they using the actual actors' names and not the names of the characters in the
movie?
They
didn't have a lot of time to shoot the movie. Yeah. They couldn't do second takes.
Because Judd Apatow is so free in his improvisation, they don't have time.
It's his process, Akeem.
Okay, I'll give it to
you. Who are you? Come on, who are you? You're Akeem. You're not Judd Apatow.
Radio extraordinaire.
You're radio extraordinaire, Akeem Lawanson. How dare you speak of
Judd
Apatow?
All right, so we do have a call-in number for the few people listening. You can call in and jib-jab with us.
That's not Christian Bale in Veronica Mars, you know.
Number 773-997-2751, and we are also on the Skip Skype, just Rye Bread Radio. It's one void.
We're also on the regular Skype, too.
Just opened it up.
Just check that out.
There is no regular Skip.
But regular Skype. We're also on
chunky.
Skip Peanut Butter right now.
Chunky, man.
We're on Skippy Peanut Butter.
R.I.P. in that.
We have a special guest as well. My roommate is here. He's also booked on the show.
His hair is looking amazing today. Like, usually it's either too much formula in it or not enough or just weird. And he's like, right now, today, you should go out and do a photo shoot.
Just to establish for the listeners, he kind of looks like a thinner Artie Lang. That's sort of what he looks like.
Can you talk like a... I just tried to kill myself.
That's what Artie Lang said. I just tried to kill myself 4 years ago.
That pretty much is his shtick.
I peed in the corner.
I feel like Adam could be in Details Magazine, if that exists still.
Adam could be in Painfully Shy and Doesn't Want to Be Here Details Magazine, because that's really the vibe I'm getting off Adam right now.
The reason Adam is here, roommate Adam, the reason he's here is because one of the main things we're going to be talking about on today's show is cultural differences.
Which is why we brought Colin Bullock, anthropologist.
Oh, man.
No, he's Irish extraordinaire.
I am extraordinary at being Irish. I'm drunk all day, and I have 9 kids.
Yeah.
You spend time with the Mahaki people.
The Mahaki people?
Yes, in Toronto.
Mahaki people.
This is Mahaki.
So, oh, okay.
So Mahaki. Is that what you just said?
You said Mahaki, so I said Tamahaki.
Yeah, Tamahaki. I thought it was a joke about Thelma Hopkins,
guys,
star of 227.
Guys, I'm more confused than I've ever been in my life.
Wait a minute.
Right now.
Why? What's wrong?
I think I might be having a stroke. People are just saying Mahaki. They're throwing words out.
I'm smelling potato chips.
I think someone has a gun on this guy, and that's the only reason he's on the show.
No, okay. Okay, the reason Adam is here, he had a very horrifying experience a week ago.
Mm-hmm. You were there.
Shut up. And
we were there for a little bit.
So we're gonna talk about cultural differences and why certain cultures should stay apart and separate from other cultures.
Was it just
finally, guys, the blacks? I have opinions. Let's just get. Oh, is that what we're talking about?
No, we're gonna do that in just a little bit. I don't know if Adam is willing to share his experience.
His
just
pro segregation.
I think
views.
He's still trying to like get settled into the show. You're still trying to get settled in, or do you want to talk about it now?
Was it a couple Irish dudes beat the shit out of you?
No, one was getting beaten at all,
except Adam.
Let's mark that down. Well, yeah. Okay. Do you want to talk about it?
I said the S word earlier.
I know. I already met 416. You said that.
We can talk about it.
About the S word.
Are you comfortable enough with us after all of our Morgan Freeman talk? did that like lower your defenses?
Adam laughed.
And the 227 references.
He giggled, and he has one ear out of his headphones because he's on. Oh wait, no, he doesn't.
You know what really makes nervous people feel comfortable when you narrate everything they do.
I love that. He has dog tags, but they're not dog tags. They're thinner dog tags.
He served in the thin army.
Yeah, the thin army.
Yeah. He had to weigh in.
A faded pink shirt. It's not like super pink, but it's.
Listen, Adam, don't. These people are jackasses. Let's set the scene, okay? You were on the train. Am I correct?
No, we weren't on the train.
Okay, where were you?
Let's jump into this now.
Hakeem can narrate the whole thing because he's really good at that.
All right.
Aww.
Yeah. So we're just going to jump into this. We have two Irish men in the studio with us.
Are you
now.
Irish too, Brian?
Colin Bullock.
Brian Patrick Sweeney.
Oh, nice.
Irishman.
Yeah.
Colin Andrew Bullock. Those are some Irish-ass names, for real.
Ass names.
Brian comes from, means king.
He said Irish ass names.
Does it?
It doesn't? Yeah. Is this a true thing?
Yes.
Colin means shit. I wish I had worn a condom 9 months ago.
S words.
In Gaelic. I find bleeps funny. Let me say some words you should bleep out. Cucumber, rutabaga, peas, carrots.
Rutabaga up in that.
Oh, man, you know, my name actually means the crown, so.
Does it?
Yeah. Yeah. The wise one, the crown. So you can wear me, dude.
Whoa.
All right, this is becoming a very different podcast, but I'm down with
Somebody's
it.
Somebody's been in Andersonville too long.
All right, let's paint the picture here.
Okay.
So, flashback. It's
flashback.
it's friend of the show Dan Luke's birthday. Yeah. All right. He's been on the show before. We actually had to cancel on him, unfortunately, because flash floods. We're dancing in the streets.
I did his podcast. It was a lot of fun. Dan Luke is famous.
Yeah, Dan Luke is famous. You probably were one of the last guests. He wanted to come on our show to announce that he's no longer going to do it. But I shouldn't even be.
Because he started doing it
again. That's his thing. I shouldn't even be saying anything about that.
I did it a while ago, so maybe I wasn't. I don't remember.
I just did it a little while ago because Marty DeRosa canceled, so he called me.
Yeah.
He'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm doing DeRosa's podcast next Saturday.
Wrestling with Depression?
I am. I'm doing that next Saturday.
Nice. That's a great podcast. Go to WrestlingDepression.com.
I've listened to a few of them, yeah.
Stop listening to us.
No, to forget this. Also, AwkwardMomentsPod.com.
Yeah. To continue to paint the story. So, you know,
we got to flashback, by the way, before we digressed. I just want to establish that.
Flashback, 1986.
Flashback
time,
last
summer
week.
In the city.
Dan Luke's birthday. You know, we had a good time. You know, Dan Luke made some announcements. He did a couple of finger banging. Contests, which were pretty cool.
Contests?
Yeah.
What is that?
Was it who's the best at being finger banged or doing
the
finger
banged?
No,
Luke?
That's a dance maneuver.
Nope. That means pleasuring a woman with your finger.
Don't correct
we
him.
We did
just
not.
Let him,
that's
let
not
him have it.
What happened. I know I was there. All
right.
There was no pleasuring going on with fingers. Why would you call that?
Okay, well, sounds like a fun party.
Like gang banging, that's an aggressive
true.
Thing, right?
True.
You know? When you gang bang.
Yeah, you get a bunch of dudes in a room and they bang the hell out of
one girl. I mean, gangbangers.
True.
Gangbangers, that's not why they are called gangbangers.
That's true. Just like consensual vaginal intercourse is playing Scrabble.
Yeah.
People don't know that.
Now you guys are just tossing out ridiculous stuff.
That's very true.
Adam, I'm sorry for this. They weren't there. They
Adam, the Adam is tweeting right now. That's how involved he is in the show.
I'm so nervous.
I know.
No.
He's texting his therapist, probably.
Are you texting? No, he's probably talking to some girl
so
he met online.
What happened when we heard mention of this whole finger banging that was going to transpire, Adam totally freaked out, and he was like, we got to get out of here.
I can't finger bang anyone right now.
I thought that was a dance maneuver. I was like, dude, it's a dance maneuver. Everyone's fully clothed. So he decided to just start walking out. So we started walking down the street. And I was like, okay, I got to go after him because he's really freaked out right now.
Sure.
Was it raining?
No.
Was it really romantic?
No.
Oh.
No.
I don't know how to quit you, Adam. I don't know.
So we're walking down the street. And then we hear this Gaelic music coming out of this apartment on Western here in Wicker Park.
Two girls outside.
Making out.
How many cups?
Scissoring.
Two girls, how many cups?
You know, they had their fifth anniversary last year.
The two girls, one cup girls?
The director went to jail.
Yeah.
Did he?
Really?
We might not know this, but those girls have since then, they've been cast on a network sitcom. They really launched their careers, those girls.
Yeah, and the other one's the first lady of the United States.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Michelle Obama.
Are you saying she's covered in...
No, I'm saying that she ate
Akeem,
duty
stop being
and
so
then
racist.
Puked it?
That was not racism. That was not even close to being race.
Akeem, be more racist, because I really got some opinions I need to share. So there are these two girls that are not eating poop ice cream, as far as I can tell.
No. Adam decides to go up to him. He's like, hey, can I just walk into this apartment?
He was a lot more confident that night than he is right now, I guess. Jesus.
I have stage fright. But,
I have stage fright, so I walk up to random strangers and say, hey, can I go in your apartment?
I think you have both stage fright and a misunderstanding of the word stage. I think both of those might be happening to you.
True enough. And so I had to pretend like I was on the phone because I didn't want to go anywhere near this guy who was about to go inside of someone's house.
So you were like walking after him, and then you saw Adam about to talk, and you were like, whoa, and you just walked away. And you're like, I'm on the phone.
Yeah.
Hello, stocks, trade.
There. Yeah. And then next thing you know, he goes to the side gate. And I guess some tank-topped Irish dude lets him in. Hey, you can come in, but it's an all-Irish party. And so he just and he's like signaling me.
It's an
all-Irish
party.
That's what they said. They said
so
it's
this isn't like Irish-American. This is from Ireland.
Yeah, they're from Ireland. Yeah. Okay. Apparently, this was their first week here. And so they were throwing an all-Irish party. And then Adam's signaling to me, come on, Akeem. Mm-hmm. It's an all-Irish party. And, of course... You know, I know the tone of my skin, and I'm like...
The tone of your skin?
It's good that you finally know that.
I'm Mocha. That's what it is.
Colin looked at my skin like, oh,
You go to Home Depot, and you check it against the paint samples, and you're like, Mocha. I'm Cherry Mocha.
I go to True Value, okay?
But what about Shaquille O'Neal? Patrice O'Neal? There's several black...
It's Shaquille O'Neal.
Irish people.
That's true. Well, because back in the day, a couple hundred years ago, the blacks and the Irish couldn't get jobs, and so they all just lived together. And
they
then
all just hung out.
Yeah.
You hang out.
Exchange last names? Is
listen, you hang out, you drink a lot, and quite frankly, you hate the white man. You start banging just to get back at him.
The guys just banged each other until they formed uteruses.
Yes, don't correct them.
A toy, 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 and they're like, yeah, brother.
A toy, toy, toy.
Yeah, that's what
Irish
people say.
Because back in the 1800s, they were apparently they were living in a Limerick or a Rudy Ray Moore film.
Well, in
one of the two.
Well, also in your world, black people are just hanging out with white people in the 1800s.
Well, yeah, they used
hanging
to hang
out,
back
no,
then.
No, they did. Well, hanging out with Irish, not all. First off, back in the day, it wasn't just all white people like it is now.
No,
like
God,
sincerely,
the good old days.
Exactly.
Like it is
the
now.
Good old days.
The Irish, because I mean, now it's just like to Akeem, we're all just honkies he wants to stab.
Yeah.
But like back in the day. It was, you know, you're Irish, you're Italian, or you're Jewish. Like, there were different variations
of
white.
Well, the Irish came first, and then the filthy Italians came, and then that
okay, did
the
you
Irish.
Put
listen,
filthy in there?
Yes.
We he did. We built this country, Brian.
I'm rock and roll, and we did.
We
and
did. Us two
true.
In a time machine.
Yes.
But no, the 1800s.
Like Bill and Ted.
So here's the whole thing. The
you
same
guys are
way,
smarter, though.
But it's the same way. Right now, you go to the ghetto, and there's a lot of half-black, half-Hispanic kids, because poor people
beautiful
hang out.
Beautiful kids, though. They're beautiful.
Beautiful butts.
Butts?
Butts.
You looking at some booty, man?
I love me a nice booty, Akeem.
Okay, okay.
Listen,
on a
grown
black,
booty.
Black Tina.
So
black Tina?
Grown. I like to hear, like, not like a kid's booty.
Like, by the way,
let me make sure that I get this.
Black Tina is my friend Tina from an alternate dimension. It's the evil Tina.
Tina Black.
Over.
From Bizarro.
Bizarro. Bizarro. me
she's,
no good.
She's a white.
Bad bye.
She's a white supremacist.
All right, let's continue the story. So Adam goes right on in.
Oh, come on in.
And then the Irish dude with the tank top runs out and says, hey, it's okay. Come in too.
It's okay.
And so he grabs my hand and he's leading me into this entire.
Touched
this-
you?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? And so, like, we're being let in there. I'm going up the stairs to the back porch. All these Irish people.
No. I remember I called you and were you there when I chugged the bottle of hot sauce?
Can you, like, why are you, like, speeding full ahead? I'm painting a picture for the listeners.
Adam, I think you're doing good, okay, buddy?
Yeah, but you just gave away the big reveal when you chugged hot sauce. Yeah.
I mean, that was the big reveal. Adam, listen, you're very bad at this. You're not doing well.
Just like you're bad at everything, which is why your parents are disappointed in you.
Adam, just please don't kill yourself.
Or do, because...
Wink.
Life isn't for everyone, Adam.
True.
It's rough. It's tough.
Listen, Adam, you got a nice haircut. You got a nice body. You're doing good for yourself, man. Yeah. But
no,
just keep
his,
away
his
from
body
microphones.
Is terrible. It looks like a pancreas.
No, but he would look good in a casket. Like they could have if they had an open casket, his mom would probably rub his hair and say, "Oh, he looks so peaceful."
Sure.
Don't kill yourself. But
so
we're
Adam,
saying,
don't kill yourself. But if you do it like, I don't know, asphyxiation or something. Leave.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's doing good. He slept with a female comedian. 2 days ago.
Oh,
Rasa
my God.
Gearstick is had sex with you?
That's another story, though.
Would you like to give that? Would you like to give that name live on mic right now?
No. That's another story.
Kelsey Huff did
in and of itself. We can explain
what's
that.
What's that? You came in Whitney Cummings' hair?
Hi-oh.
Okay.
That's why the show is canceled?
So I'm walking up the stairs, surrounded by Irish people, and then they start pointing at me and saying, it's the American. Hey, he's black. Hey, what are you? Say stuff. And so they just wanted me to start talking.
Talk, boy. Talk, boyo.
They were saying boy a lot, apparently.
Boyo.
That's real,
And so I'm like, yeah, I'm American. Yeah, I found out about this. I know I'm not Irish.
I hate the British. Yay.
But I mean, there are black English people. You could have claimed to be English. Presumably black Irish people as well.
Yeah, but they were
I'm black Irish. You're black Irish. George Clooney's black Irish.
What's black Irish mean?
Black Irish means that we have dark hair. We're not like normal.
Oh,
we're not like the real Irish people that are like red hair.
Because I've heard that term before. Well, the whole thing is that there's not like really a lot of pure Irish people because, you know, not dissimilar to what we were talking about.
Because we're constantly conquered.
Precisely.
Over and
we're all partially English and Welsh and stuff like that.
Because
they just came over.
The Vikings were the big
ones. Oh, really?
The Vikings
came in and raped everyone.
I hate those Vikings so goddamn much.
In fact,
let's rape everything!
No, not only were they were like, let's rape nuns and then burn churches to the ground. And then that was like their big thing to be like, ha ha ha.
It's
look
almost
Irish.
Like the Vikings knew there was going to be heavy metal albums later, and they're like, we got to inspire these lyrics, guys. We got to do it.
They were like, let's put a goat's head somewhere, guys. And then they high-five.
With a pentagram.
In the Wrigley Stadium.
We're being filmed right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. We're being filmed. People can see you. So I walk inside of the party. People are pointing at me, and they're all saying, hey, it's a black guy. He's not Irish.
Hey, it's Puff Daddy.
The president is here.
So the entire time, all these Irish dudes are pointing at me and saying, as if I did not know.
Are they all pointing?
Yes.
Like, invasion of the body
they
snatchers?
Lifted their fingers up, and pointed. Like they saw a polka-dotted unicorn for the first time.
Yeah, polka-dotted
for the first time. Second or third time you see the polka-dotted unicorn, you're like, show me something new.
The first time you see a unicorn, you're like, call me when it gets polka-dotted.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't this
boring?
That's essentially what happened. And so I turned
that's essentially what happened.
It did happen.
So I turned to Adam. I'm like, dude, I feel uncomfortable. I'm about to leave. And then one of them grabbed my arm like, no, you're not leaving, are you?
You're one of us now.
They're like, you're working for us for no money now.
Totally freaked out because I never had so many white people pointing at me.
Since the police lineup, am I right, people?
Okay, I was waiting for the punchline.
Listen, guys, we've had a lot of fun today, but seriously, police discrimination. No more.
It's not okay.
We got to break it down.
We got to stop it and stop incorrectly arresting white people. Black people do all the crimes.
And Latinos. That's a black Tina. did you not feel like the prettiest girl at the dance? Like all these Irish people were like, wow, we don't
Can you think of how much Irish poon you could have gotten?
And I almost did. There was this big obese girl.
Nice.
That had big
I like
obese
it already.
Boobs.
Nice.
Like a everything about her was obese.
What you know what her name was?
Obesity.
Yes.
Obesity.
Guys, slow clap. Slow clap that one out. Do you, every time a black guy sees a fat woman, do you just hear like Zulu chants in your head or something? And you're just like, I have to. I don't even want to, but I have
Zulu
to.
Zulu chants.
We
it
have
goes
to
right
do
back
this.
To the. It's like when he sees a tiger at the zoo. He just jumps over the fence and rips it apart.
When I see a tiger at the zoo, I raise my hands up and say, oh, you can have my wallet.
It's like when Colin and I see potatoes. We just have to.
We have to. We have
them
to fuck
them.
See,
we
I don't
cannot.
Know what you guys are talking about. Black people don't go to zoos. We go to Zulus.
Hey-o.
There we go. Yeah. Bring it right back around. Yeah.
Boom
the beginning
roasted.
Of the joke.
Boom roasted.
But no, I immediately left. And I saw the obesity outside.
Yeah.
And I said, "What's up?" She's like, "You on a cigarette?" I was like, "No, I just."
My name's Molly.
Darted out of
Molly
there.
Obesity.
Tank top Irish dude started chasing me. Like, "Hey, come back!
Check
hey.
Out me tank top."
He started chasing me down the street, and I just kept going because I don't know what's going on here. I'm very uncomfortable. I mean, if you went to an all-black party, Colin.
Which I have gone to largely black parties before, and let me tell
but
you.
But they never called it an all-black party, did they?
No, I went to
on
Puff Daddy's white party.
Yeah.
Just kidding. But no, I mean, I've been to parties that were mostly black, and I'm definitely nervous, but it's kind of fun, man.
I like when Colin was like, I went to Puff Daddy's all-white party. And then he said, just kidding. Because we were all like, wow, you were in the Hamptons with Puff Daddy?
We were definitely going to explore that, yeah.
Listen, when you're a big-time celebrity like me, you get invited to a lot of parties.
Colin A. Bullock. Big time.
ColinABullock.com. ColinABullock.com.
So I ran away. And I get a call. I get a call from the lovable Adam over here. He's like, oh my God, Akeem, why'd you leave? You should have stayed. They have me drinking hot sauce. It's so fun.
And I'm like, let's do it to the American. Oh, what a dummy.
They had you?
As they said, they put it as. It's tradition.
Apparently, they forced Adam to do a lot of things, and they ended it by saying it's tradition.
Yeah.
Brian, we're Irish. Have you ever chugged hot sauce traditionally?
This is just they're a fraternity.
Yeah, that's how you get confirmed in the Catholic Church.
They're like, you got to do this boil. Yeah. We all chug hot sauce. It comes from Ireland.
Have some hot sauce. Put it on some fried chicken.
Don't you guys drink
Where's
whiskey?
Where's your boil?
No, whiskey's a cover.
Yeah.
We just drink. We don't know mild.
Hot sauce is just a slang term for whiskey, actually. Give me some hot sauce.
And so apparently, I guess Adam wasn't frightened enough. He was trying to coax me to go there again last night. He was like, Akeem, we got to find this
place. Come on, I've made friends.
And apparently you didn't.
Me and Liam are like this now.
You don't have any of their numbers, and you almost got into a fight with one of them. One was like, are you staring at my girl?
Yeah.
You want to take this outside?
Mm-hmm. Hey, the British should colonize you guys.
Yeah. The Irish people are very quick to fight because the secret trend of it is we actually like fighting. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we'll do it at the drop of a hat.
Getting your Irish up. It's a quick Irish temper, but there's the Irish temper is it raises – it blows up, and then it's immediately like, and you like hug, and you're like,
you're absolutely correct. Where there's just we feel emotions very, very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
But like the other thing is that in addition to just having a big temper, like maybe I can only speak for myself and not my whole race, but like it's fun to fight and like punch. Like I will sometimes get drunk at parties and just I was at a party in college one time. I remember this, and I was drunk and I punched a hole in a wall. And someone came over and said, "What'd you do that for?" And I said, "Same reason I did this," and punched another hole in the wall.
Oh, okay, I thought you punched a hole in his face.
I have OCD.
Yeah,
I need to do double.
It needs to be even. It's like amnesia.
So when was the last time you got into
a physical fight? Colin. Oh God, when was this? I was in Madison, Wisconsin a couple weeks back. I was at the club and I was drinking afterwards. Not Duck Club like Puff Daddy. It was a comedy club on stage.
And not afterwards the alcoholic beverage.
Yeah. But I wasn't my fight. I saw a fight like break out and I was very drunk and I was like, oh, fun. So I rushed in and I grabbed a guy and like picked him up and tore him off another guy, and then someone came over and like punched me.
Oh,
like tried to
God.
Get the face, but I like blocked it, and he got like mostly my shoulder and it really hurt, and so I punched him in the face and decked him out, and then I heard cop cars and I ran away.
So your life
Oh my goodness, that
is
like amazing.
Spotting and Green Street hooligans.
I will
You should really move to the UK. and just follow soccer or football.
I have not been in like a fight that's me oriented since college, like a long time. I think because like once I'm 6'4" and I'm just kind of a built dude. Like it's all muscle. Let me tell you, all muscle. But people won't really fight me. But I will get involved in other people's fights if I see them breaking out. Yeah,
we need to go out because I want to get into fights. Like I want one of those.
Here's the thing, Akeem. You think you do, but
I just don't want anyone to touch the face. You can hit me anywhere else.
Oh yeah,
just don't touch the face.
No,
or the balls.
Don't
get the moneymaker.
Most bar fights definitely have rules that are followed. Yeah. So I think that should work out.
That's why I haven't gotten into a fight yet because like I'm afraid someone might not follow the rules of not hitting my face.
Have you ever been punched in the face?
Yeah, it really hurts. Yeah, it does.
It really hurts.
Things swell up, and I don't like myself.
It's not fun, dude. Yeah. To get punched in the face. Getting
is there any way like you can lay down ground rules before you get into a fight? Like
there are unspoken rules, like you don't go for the balls and stuff like that. But at a certain point, they will go out the window.
Yeah,
sure.
But you all sort of like as men, you have like this sort of code where you're like, I won't kick you in the balls, buddy. Don't worry. But at a certain point, if you're losing, you will go for the balls.
Because, I mean, yes, that's true.
I give up. Boom.
The other day, I was like, it wasn't really a fight, but we were drunk, and I was kind of messing around with Junior Stopka at Kohl's, and we were just kind of like.
That's smart.
That sounds like a good idea.
I'll tell you how that one ended. We were just. And
I wonder.
He used to be a boxer, and he's a big dude, and he was like fall over drunk. I was pretty drunk. And we were just messing around, like just kind of hitting and sparring a little bit, and he
just
was getting
wrestling.
Near, just wrestling, but like he gave one swing right to my elbow, which is a boxer move. That's how you can tell he used to be a boxer, man. Yeah. It's a real normal people, if they're fighting, go for like the head a lot or just honestly, when most people fight because they don't know how to fight, it just becomes like bear hugs and wriggling around on the ground.
Fights are always really like in movies, they look so awesome. But then when
especially
you see
Roadhouse.
Fights, yes.
Because if you when,
it's just like two guys like on top of each other just sort of struggling.
Just really people don't know how to fight.
And then people like watch it and finally they're just like, all right, guys, stop it.
No, for real, for real.
Yeah, it looks like you're about to have sex with each other.
I mean, and often it just becomes that.
It just becomes,
but like
penetrating
Junior
each other's
dry humping.
Junior just hit me, like punched me right in the elbow.
Your entire arm rippled.
No, I was big and swollen. It was terrible, and I was literally like, we're done. I'm not going to do this.
You you said time out and said stop.
No, I lifted my hands up and like, I'm not doing this anymore because I was just like, because also I could feel it escalating, you know what I'm saying? And like we were having fun. We weren't angry. At least I wasn't angry at him. But like we were having fun, but I was like, oh, this ends with me getting knocked the F out.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm not going to do this
anymore.
He's
a very intimidating man. He ripped my mustache off.
He's a scary
which
guy.
Is why I no longer have a mustache.
He flicked my nipple once and it hurt. Like
he's,
I was like,
he's a weirdo, man. And like, and I do love him, but like, I haven't really been in like a fight with someone who knows how to fight. Aside from like, I've done some kickboxing and boxing and stuff, so I've sparred with people.
Yeah.
But I've never really been in like a drunken fight with someone who really knows how to fight before. And so I was just like, nope, I'm not at these leagues. Like I'm not.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not stepping up to this, man. I'm done.
Well, you and I need to go to this one hipster
to Junior's house with bats.
Oh, there's just hipster.
Never, dude. You bring bats to that house, we leave with them down our throats.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We leave as kebabs.
Like, that'll be, just goes into berserker rage.
Yeah.
When
if
claws come out.
If he has not murdered someone yet, just a matter of time.
I'm pretty sure he has, and he probably ate them, and, you know.
spit out the bones.
Pooped them out.
He ate them like a cat eats a fish in a cartoon where they just put him in his mouth.
Like
Heathcliff,
he
pulls the bones right out.
Yeah. He's the best serial killer ever.
Yeah.
I killed somebody. Ate them even.
I'm the best at what I do, and what I do isn't pretty.
Eating people.
Ain't that the truth?
So luckily, Adam did not get into a fight, though. He survived unscathed from this Irishman.
Was it like in Titanic when they went downstairs and started dancing?
Was there a fiddle involved?
There were fiddles there.
Of course.
They were hanging on the wall.
They're probably listening to the Pogues. Yeah.
People don't know that, but Irish women are just given a fiddle at four and said, figure it out.
Yeah.
You've got 3 years until you're having your first baby, four-year-old, so figure it out. Here's
and
a
it's
fiddle.
All below the hips dancing and no dancing above the hips.
Most Irish women just really, their whole life is below the hips. It's mostly involved there.
Irish women have nice hips.
Man, I like a good Irish girl.
Yeah.
I like Jewish girls. That's really my thing.
Why, man?
I like Jewish Irish
girls. I like getting
girls.
Yelled at. Uh-huh. I like being criticized for every single thing that I do. I'm a big fan of it. I like being told that I don't make enough money, so I'm a big fan of
Jews.
Yeah, how's your dating life going? I want to delve into that.
Sounds
a little
good.
Bit.
I got dumped by
good?
A Jewish girl, believe it or not, from the conversation we just had. It's not going well. Broke my heart. Not feeling good. Trying to have sex with women, not succeeding because I mix my ex-girlfriend so much.
This is a recent thing then.
I mean, like a couple months back, so relatively recent, like maybe a month or two ago, something like that.
So you're still a little bit on that.
Yeah, I mean, I've literally like met women and taken them back home and like couldn't perform because I missed my ex-girlfriend.
Oh
so
my
much.
Goodness! Wow.
I loved her. I wanted
couldn't
to marry
get the
her.
The Schlemiel going.
What's that?
The Schlemiel.
Schlemazel. Heisenpfeffer Incorporated.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a very delicate topic. I'm sorry to have brought it up.
It's cool.
It's cool. I have ED. It's cool.
You know who...
No, I get hard boners, don't get me wrong, but I just can't finish up. I can't ejaculate because I miss my ex-girlfriend, and I just...
Unless you're watching Old Vaudeville.
Yes, that's the only way.
All the Jews.
Old Vaudeville.
Old Vaudeville.
I pull up Marx Brothers tapes.
Yeah. So there's Neo Vaudeville? Is that
yes,
what you're
saying?
Oh, my God. Neo Vaudeville must be a thing. That must be a real thing.
Well, I think Neo Burlesque is Neo Vaudeville.
Is it? I refuse to engage in that level of humanity. But Neo
Vaudeville. What if they're Jewish?
If they're Jewish and they're women and they're busty and they have red hair, I will sleep with you, but there might be crying. So just, you know, be warned.
Oh, I have a recommendation for you, Colin.
J-Date?
No. This will help you.
J-Red-Haired Date.
Have you ever heard of a guy named Z Frank?
Can't say that I have.
Z Cavery.
No.
Yeah, he's the vice president over at BuzzFeed.com.
Okay.
He has a YouTube channel. Something I think might help you is something, a video that he created called The Human Test Volume 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's Love and Loss.
Yes.
And I urge you to go home. You listeners as well, go to YouTube, you know, put in Human Test Volume 3, Love and Loss. It'll help you if you've gone through a breakup.
Is it just the test from Blade Runner to determine if you're a human?
Nice reference. I recently saw that.
Tell me only the good things you know about your mother.
Fantastic. But definitely go home and watch this video, Colin. It will just, I don't know, it'll blow your mind. It's only 3 minutes long, trust me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get my mind blown.
He is amazing. Z Frank, he's a guy who pretty much, he was, he predated YouTube with his videos that he put out, so... Yeah, he's an amazing, very smart guy.
So he knows about matters of the heart.
He created the jump cuts, pretty much, that people do now.
He created jump cuts?
Jump cuts.
I mean, I'm fairly sure that Sergei Einstein used those in the 20s, but we'll go with
it. What I mean by that is he created the whole format that a lot of vloggers on YouTube are now using, which are
those
ridiculous jump cuts. Mm-hmm. Like, hi, I'm talking real fast, and now I'm over here.
I'll be honest, the word vlogger makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
Really? Video vlogging?
Here's the thing, Akeem. I'm not the kind of guy... And I should be. I'm not judging people who are. But there's a lot of people, and I think it's good for this business, where it's sort of like, oh, here's the thing I can use to get my brand and put, you know what I'm saying? Get my brand out and sort of do that. And I'm really never that guy. I'm kind of so judgmental when I hear like a vlog. And I should just be like, oh, this is a chance to do my thing and get, you know, some of these people get literally millions of viewers thing. It's crazy.
You'd probably be a good vlogger. You're very opinionated. I think
opinionated. I'm super good looking. So it should work out
very
well.
I would stare
well
at your
me.
Face. I'm doing it now, mother.
I do it.
In the mirror? But you should vlog, man.
Sure.
Colin Bullock is not taken on YouTube. You can get youtube.com/user/.
No, I mean,
Colin
I have a YouTube channel, Colin, CollinBullock. I post stand-up videos and other things like that.
No, man, don't do that. That's not what YouTube is for. Hmm. I mean, it is, but man, do some more originality. Do a vlog.
Wow.
I want to hear what you have to say.
Do something original, like the guy from BuzzFeed.
Yeah, no kidding.
And the billion
I'll
of other people.
I'll do something original,
no,
like posting on
no,
there.
He,
but
what are you talking about, Brian?
You said do something original, but you're saying you should be a vlogger like
Listen,
everyone else.
Mom and Dad, stop fighting. I can't take it anymore.
You're mincing my words. What I mean is do.
No, I'm open to the idea. Maybe I'll do a vlog during like production of this pilot that I'm doing, like do a thing every day. Because I'm learning more, like you create more content related to things. It's all people like content, and you have to be constantly making it. So doing some kind of like daily video blog and maybe, you know, posting it on a YouTube channel for the backers of the Kickstarter or something like that, that could be a cool thing to do.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. What Colin just said, Brian.
I don't Vine. Do you guys Vine?
Yes, I love Vine.
Here's the thing,
Vine's
though. There's
amazing.
No Vine for Android, which is what my phone is. Oh. But I've heard there's something called Cinemagram or something, which is like
Cinemagram is cool.
For...
That's like a GIF. That's a GIF app, though.
That's a GIF?
Yeah,
so
or
you make
GIF,
GIFs?
GIF or whatever.
The guy who made them recently said it's pronounced GIF, but I refused to do
that. Yeah, I heard. Yeah, my supervisor said that at work. I was like, man, fuck you.
Yeah, shut up.
I'm checking my Facebook right now. I have 9 notifications.
Kickstarter related. By the way, you know what? What I want us to do, we gotta take a quick commercial break for our sponsors.
That's good. I gotta pee.
And then when we come back, we're gonna talk a little bit about Colin's project.
Yeah.
Right here on Z Bread.
It's Rye Bread Radio on KDX Radio AM frequency in St. Louis, Missouri. You love it, don't you? KDX.com on the Rye Bread Radio Network. This is real fucking radio.
With Spunk Lube, you get the best of both worlds. Lube that lasts long and cleans up easy. You won't know if you're coming or going. So get spunked up with Spunk Lube. Visit www.spunklube.com. Come get some. Spunklube.com.
Blackberry balls, shoddy aside.
You like mutants? Well, check out Atomic Pizzeria, home of Mutant Mondays. If you remember and admire the mutant culture of the 80s and 90s, these blister pack illustrations are gonna kick ass. Check them the fuck out at facebook.com/Atomic Pizzeria. That's ATOMUKK.
Pizzeria.
These guys are the shit. Mutant Mondays
at Atomic Pizzeria.
Thank you guys for sticking around as always here on The Bread. Akeem, Brian Sweeney, and our guest, comedian Colin Bullock.
Hey-o.
Check him out at his website. What is it?
CollinABullock.com.
Make sure you spell it correctly, folks. We'll have a link on our website, of course.
Two L's in Colin.
Colin Bullock is here. He's working on a pretty cool project. I saw the trailer of this particular project. It is called...
It's called Clunker. It's a TV pilot.
Okay. Oh, a TV pilot.
Well, the Kickstarter thing, it's a TV web series. That's always the question, isn't it? It's
always. Since the beginning of man.
That's most questions. Do you want to marry me? And they say, is this a TV pilot or a web series? But you can check it out, facebook.com/clunkerTV or twitter.com/clunkerPI. Both of those have links to the Kickstarter. And it's something that I co-wrote, sort of producing, I'm starring in. And it's a pilot about a it's listed under Kickstarter as Clunker, a scumbag noir,
uh-huh.
I think, which is the name, sort of the catchy name that we like. But the official title is just Clunker. And it's a thing we put together. It's like a comedy, mystery, raunchy comedy. It's a procedural. It's kind of like, we like to call it Always Sunny in Philadelphia meets Columbo is
yeah.
kind of the idea. And it's about the world's worst private detective. He's a shithead. He's bad at everything he does. And he decides to become a private detective because he has no other options. I think it's something a lot of us, you ever think about that kind of thing where it's like, can't have no job prospects, no job skills. I am going to
become a superhero.
Sure, pretty much the same idea. If you look at sort of like a Humphrey Bogart kind of like private detective is more or less the same as Superman in terms of realism of actually achieving it. And so he does that. And the first episode, which we were trying to kickstart, just the pilot episode, hour long, if you're into that kind of thing. 42 minutes.
Hour-long pilot?
Well, 42 minutes with commercials, but the idea is that it's supposed to be ostensibly. I mean, because we want to talk about our plans for what we want to do is we're making it 42 minutes long, roughly, and we're taking it to festivals. We're putting it out on the web as a web series, and our goal with it is to get attention, you know, use it as a calling card. And
yeah.
we'd love for it to be turned into a real series. That would be great. But if it just, you know, helps us get, I mean, if it just helps us get work in Hollywood, that would be great, too. So, you know, we're trying to take it on the world.
When I saw it, when I saw the trailer, I thought this was just based on your life.
Mm-hmm.
As just a human being navigating Chicago.
It largely is.
I mean, it seems like things that I could see you doing these things in real life.
Just getting the shit kicked out of me?
Yeah, masturbating and all so this much. Other stuff that you do.
It does end with a shot. The trailer does end with a shot of me masturbating, which was the director's idea. And it made us laugh shooting so hard.
You were shooting so hard?
And cum, yeah.
It was shooting
it's like an innuendo. I get it.
When Colin orgasms, he laughs because he feels tingly all the way inside.
Well, I laugh because my dick is painted up like a clown. Yes. It's wearing clown makeup.
He looks down, and when he ejaculates, a thing comes out that says bang. Just a sign.
You've made that joke on an episode before.
I have a Joker dick.
Yeah. Brian, you made that joke. I'm going to find it. It's going to be in our best of episode.
It should be. That's a hell of a joke.
Well, and right now, so you have the Kickstarter up. You guys have, you got how many, 28 days left?
We have 24
days left.
I think something like that.
How much do you need?
We need $4,000.
All right, hold on.
We're looking for.
Brian, go to the vault.
Do you want to say, hey, you guys should donate right now, both of you?
Go to the vault.
And I'm looking at it right now because I have the app on my phone. We currently have 50 backers. We're at $2,441, and we have 23 days to go.
So you got enough time to actually make your goal.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we'll make it. I'm fairly confident that we will. And at this point, it's almost even like we're looking at stretch goals, which is to say what you do after you've raised it.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing is 4,000 is the minimum that we need to make it. But it's also like, you know, I mean, give us more. If we had, you know, 200, if we had $7 million, which obviously
fine.
Fine. Get the money from the vault.
If you had that amount of money, you could just own Hollywood then.
Yeah, $7 million is what it takes to own Hollywood.
Yeah.
Just like in China.
At least a portion of it.
People don't know that. Transformers 4, the whole budget is $78. That's what they're making it on.
Well, they shot it in Chicago, so they got a bunch of
that helps.
They got a discount.
Yeah. They didn't have Megan Fox anymore.
They paid them in Giordano's pizza.
They paid them in Shia LaBeouf's greasiness.
He's not in the new movie, sir, I'll have you know.
Oh, no.
Mark Wahlberg is in the new one.
Yay. Does he fight the wind?
I'm fighting a Transformer. It's the plants. I don't know what's going on. Do you guys ever see The Happening?
Great movie, man.
That's the best movie ever made. He literally, and I go back and forth on whether or not this was intended as comedy, but Mark Wahlberg literally negotiates with a houseplant at one point.
It wasn't supposed to be comedy.
He's just like, sorry?
You guys were laughing at that movie?
No.
Also, the other best part is at the beginning, he's a science teacher,
yeah,
and he's teaching about how the plants are dying.
There are things happening beyond
how
your
the
comedy.
Bees are
how the bees are dying,
and
you're right.
And he goes, there's a bunch of bees dying. No one knows why.
No, it's even better. He goes. He asks everybody, what would science tell us about this?
Yeah.
And someone raised their hand and goes, you'll never know. And he goes, that's right.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Ever.
That's what science teaches. I think he's the worst science teacher of ever. He's just, what's gravity? We'll never know. It's a mystery.
No, I think he's more inquisitive than anything else.
No, that's the opposite of inquisitive. He's giving up.
Well, no. He has his own ideas. He just doesn't want to push them on anyone.
He has ideas about good vibrations.
There's a whole M. Night Shyamalan who really, I don't know, he's not going to make another movie. His last one really tanked.
After Earth?
No, he's going to, yeah.
He will.
He's still working on a script right now.
After Earth is a Will Smith vanity
But what I'm saying is that, like, I don't know any director in Hollywood who's lost so much money for people consecutively and still gets to make not just movies, but these big budget films.
Yeah.
Like, why does he keep getting to make these?
He doesn't lose money, except in After Earth, he's lost money. But Last Airbender was a huge success.
Yeah. Oh, well, that
because
that
of the
question.
Animated show as well that was on Nickelodeon.
And you know, the thing you always forget about this stuff is there's overseas markets and all that thing.
Yeah.
So like, it's kind of hard actually to lose money on a movie now because there's so many different revenue streams to make money now. So if you get a director I'm assuming Shyamalan can do, he gets it in on budget, on time, and you know produces what's crap, but at the same time, like his name will at least get people writing about the movie.
Absolutely.
Last Airbender ended with $319,713,000.
And is that just domestic or is that national?
It says
global.
Box office. I think that's global.
And who in this room has seen it, though?
I didn't. I saw a part of it on Netflix Instant, and it wasn't even like fun bad. It's just a boring, stupid movie.
Yeah,
it's
about like kids
movie.
With cancer that have arrows on their heads, right?
Yes, the whole movie, it's just a still shot. It's a
mystical
Warhol film.
Cancerous kids.
It's 8 hours of a kid dying of cancer, just one shot.
Sorry.
Is he?
I'm going to have to bleep that out, Brian.
Why do we have to bleep everything?
Hey, man, cancer jokes aren't funny.
How much do you think The Happening made?
a decent amount, dude.
It cost $48 million. How much do you think it made?
Oh God, $47.
$163 million.
And you're surprised.
$403,000. I think Colin, because Colin's like, he loses a bunch of money.
I know you're
and
right.
That's what you think because he makes awful movies, yeah. But it doesn't matter.
Well, but I forget too, because the whole thing is that, and also they say $48 million, but that doesn't include marketing and other costs.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if you slap a movie star in the movie, like over
you slap Marky Mark on
John
screen.
Leguizamo, for real, don't forget him.
Overseas markets are even less discriminating in their taste than America, which says a lot.
Especially
given
in Japan.
The kind of
Japan.
Well, but not even Japan. But
as long as you poop on people, Germany will get it.
True,
Germany,
but like you know, Belarus or some nonsense.
Yeah.
Like,
you in Belarus?
I hate that country so much. But I'm just kidding. I don't even.
I used to date a girl named Belarus.
Named Bella Russ. She was a stripper. But these countries, like, if it has a movie star in it, they'll buy it and they'll love it. Like, they just don't. What was it? There was the Jessica Simpson movie that eventually came out to DVD here. And the reason I keep saying Belarus.
Dukes of Hazzard?
No, not. It was like Private
Cider House Rules.
Benjamin. Or, yeah, she played the Michael Caine role in the remake of Cider House Rules.
No, of course, I've seen that.
Cider House Rules
goodbye,
2.
Goodbye. Good night, Princes of England.
The Cider Ring.
The Cider House really does rule, though. People don't know that, but it really does.
No, you mean apple cider does.
You see Charlotte Lee's around her butt.
You do? I've never seen Cider House Rules.
Yeah.
Tobey Maguire, man. What happened to that guy? He was in Great Gatsby, I guess.
He's webbing.
Guys, my Kickstarter.
Speaking of Great Gatsby.
So what you need to do, maybe you need to attach yourself to a director that can get you some bank.
Or at least get Leo.
Hey, listen, M. Night Shyamalan.
Like a Shyamalan.
If you want to direct the movie, you can. Every day I will call you Shyamalama Ding Dong. But if you'd like to make this film.
I like it. You're sweetening the pot. That was my M. Night.
Really? Yeah. You know he's Indian.
He's from Philadelphia.
But he just talks like a person. It's
yeah,
fine.
He's not like, oh, very good.
Why do we assume this?
We don't.
Well,
you
don't,
do because
you don't
you
know
are,
this.
You are
Ryan,
a racist.
He's only directing movies. He's only directing movies to get money to buy more Dunkin' Donuts franchises.
7-Eleven also. How dare you, sir? I also have 7-Eleven, and I make my wife walk
what
seven
are you doing?
Steps behind me.
He does not talk like this.
Yes, I do.
That's terrible.
Personal friends with Bruce Willis.
Do not do that with his voice. M. Night does not sound like that at all.
Listen,
Akeem, M. Night is not going to make you famous. Okay, don't worry about pissing him off.
No, 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 no. But I care about him, though. His work is very beautiful. Have you ever seen Lady in the Water?
Yes, I have.
It's a great mystical film.
Lady in the Water is the movie where the whole point at the end is they have to save a beautiful artist played by the director because his art is going to save the world.
And how critics suck.
Oh, yeah.
And he also was about the big thing was that they came up with the idea from a bedtime story he told his daughter, and the studio didn't want to produce it.
Yeah.
So he went to other studios and then he made a book about it, and that flopped.
I've heard that, yeah. He, I guess. After Earth, though. I haven't
seen
it.
That's going to be a good movie with Will Smith and Will Smith Jr.
What
it already came out.
It already came out, and it's the biggest bomb of Will Smith's career.
Really?
Yes, really.
First off, it's not the biggest bomb of Will Smith's career because 7 pounds is a thing.
Oh, right.
Don't forget 7 pounds.
7 pounds.
It seems like that movie seems like it's designed to like be watched like in hostels in Paraguay or something
that
like
movie
that.
Seems
you know?
Like it's like, designed to not be watched.
I guess. I've heard that it's like a Scientology.
Yeah,
you haven't seen the movie?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not.
People haven't seen the movie.
It's not Avengers, Akeem. It's not like
everyone
saw it.
Come on. What is going on here? That's a great movie, dude.
Akeem, movies are expensive and I don't have time. I'd like to go see more movies.
There's illegal ways of seeing movies.
I don't like doing that. I really don't like doing that. But not only because I like the live experience, and more important, like I'm doing this Kickstarter, I like to actually, which is one of the reasons I like Kickstarter, and I'm not even trying to go back to it, but like it's getting back to this original business model where it's like I create art. You give me money to create art, and then I give you this art that I've made.
Yeah.
So I like the idea, and one of the problems going to the movie is this whole system has become so bloated with middlemen and people who are trying to justify their jobs and create more money.
Unlike most businesses.
Boom.
Yeah, well, no kidding. I mean, that's the eventual...
Boom, corporate America.
I mean, what I really think the problem is that there's a handful of people in the world that can actually create and are talented, and then everyone else kind of can't, but they need to do something with their life, so they kind of create nonsense jobs to be in, and then everyone kind of feels bad. They don't want to lose the jobs, and that bloats everything. And so we just have too many people in the world is what it comes down to. Wear a condom. But But with Kickstarter, I like it because, you know, people, they can go to the Kickstarter, and if you go to facebook.com/clunkertv, you can see these links, and they'll go on there. I mean, there's a link to the shooting script. There's all this test footage. We pitch the product to you, and we're not asking for donations. What we're asking for is people to basically pre-buy, because if you give us $20, you get a download of the show. So what you're doing is same thing as with a movie. You look at the trailer, you look at the footage, you look at what we're trying to sell you, and you decide for yourself, for $20, I want to own this. This is worth it to me. And you do that, we make it. So it's a more honest business model than this other stuff. And I don't illegally download things. I have before. I'm not saying I never have. But like,
for this Kickstarter to work, you're saying you're taking the stance of you don't care about downloading.
I think every single kid who ever downloaded a Kesha single deserves 30 years in prison. That's my
opinion.
I
say just be torn apart by bears.
What's that?
Just get torn apart by bears if you download
the 85 bears, or
I agree.
I think Mike Singletary should come in and just rip you apart.
The Fridge Perry just looks at you and says, "You're going to die."
The Fridge Perry sits on you. Mike Singletary and Dan Hampton come and just start clawing at you.
I wish I knew anything about sports.
You should.
I don't know anything about the worst beautiful sports. Thing.
Sweetness.
Every time I just got an email on my phone, and every time I'm like, is this going to be a new backer alert for the Kickstarter? Is this going to be a new backer alert?
You
for
are
the,
obsessed.
Nope,
we were just talking about this off air. You're obsessed with your Kickstarter page.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all. If anyone that's friends with Colin on Facebook, every single thing that he's been posting has been about the Kickstarter.
That's all Zach Braff and I talk about now.
I mean, not
literally, but pretty much. And
you posted that so many times. I donated by accident 3 times.
Akeem, I wish that
I thought it was something
Akeem,
new.
I wish that was true, but I've memorized everyone who's donated, and you have not given a cent.
And I've hunted them all down.
Precisely. I've thanked them all. But what that is, and I know that's probably pretty annoying, and people have complained to me, and I'm sorry for spamming the news feed, but it is what it is. But there's a couple reasons for that. First off, you obviously want to let everybody know about
it.
And I have over 2,500 Facebook friends. So if I posted it a couple times throughout the day, what was that a hymn about?
That was your bragging.
Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, I'm not. Most of them are people I've never met.
I have 250,000.
I have 2,500 Facebook friends, all of which it would take a bullet for me.
Whatever.
My point is that I spend a lot of time on Facebook just liking porn bots. So I have a lot of Facebook friends.
That always, when you get a Twitter follower and you're like, cool, and then you go to it and it's like, I want some big titties going to be here.
Honestly.
And then,
because
they don't even make sense.
Brian,
they just have words that are like put together.
I feel the porn bots get me more than any of my other Twitter followers. They're the only ones I really enjoy anymore.
That is true.
I need to post at different times throughout the day so that people know about it. But also, Kickstarter, in order to bring things up on the popular, they use a metric. And one of the big parts of that metric is how often it's shared via social media. So when you put it up, if you actually look at the Kickstarter page, it has a little thing underneath that says how many times it's been shared on social media. So not only am I posting, you probably notice I tell other people, like, share, please share, share this thing.
Share,
which means share like the link basically on your
Facebook
or Twitter.
Oh, not share.
Not share the singer.
I thought you got
share
to talk about
it. No, share donated $10
to the Kickstarter. But why wouldn't you have her be the face or something of it?
Have you seen Cher's face?
I have, but it's a built-in audience.
True. Yeah. Well, Cher is playing my role in the pilot, actually. People don't
She's
know
playing the character from Moonstruck. 20 years later,
as a masturbating private eye. Listen, here's the thing. Do you like a lot of jokes about jerking off? Like, tons? Then you're going to like this project. That's really the main thing we're going at.
So now, you're Clunker.
I play Detective Robert Clunker.
Made-up name, of course.
That is made-up. I
No, it's based
just
on...
Just for the listening
it's
audience.
It's based on the autobiography of Robert Clunker.
There is no one named...
I wonder if there...
Securing the rights.
Well, yeah. I've heard if there's one guy named Robert Clunker, like, you can get sued over it or something.
I don't know.
Really?
No, because you put at the end, put, like, dead, living or
is
dead, like,
is?
This
Whatever.
Has... There's no... Like, the producer, this has nothing to
it's
do with
called
living
Clunker.
Or dead.
I came up with the name, like, years ago. Like, literally when I was in middle school, I used to, like, be one of those, like, gay kids who'd write a lot of screenplays and stuff like that. And I was reading...
You were one of those gay kids?
Yeah, I got bullied a lot. And you know what? It doesn't get any better, kids. I want to let you know. It stays bad.
But then you went to one of those Christian deprogramming places?
Yes, which worked.
Now you're straight and wanting Jewish bros.
I love
titties!
Yeah! All right, I'm looking... So, lucky for you, this is pretty cool. There aren't too many people with the last name Clunker when you Google search it, so your analytics and your SEO is definitely good.
I don't think you can copyright a name.
Although, I did find a guy whose name is Clunker. I just found a YouTube video of him, and this video is entitled...
I hate
My conversation Clunker? It's about a guy
in a MV1 for convert for my conversion clunker. What that means is a car, Akeem.
Is this related to you?
No, but a clunker is another term for a bad car.
Are you sure this isn't
MV1? His name is not Clunker.
And he's mentally handicapped.
Akeem, are you doing a bit right now?
Disabled.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to figure out, is this related to you?
His name is Robert Stump, ironically, but it's not Robert Clunker.
Oh, he
has
a beagle, but a crippled body.
Go to get an accounting degree.
Okay, listen, guys, if you laugh at this, you're going to hell.
I also have.
Oh my God, at the end of this video, he's masturbating.
This was the inspiration for the series.
Really?
This guy's video, yeah.
All right, fine. Now I got to pay some money to this guy. Thanks a lot, Akeem.
But on the other hand, he
does Robert Clunk need it. Or Stump.
He has gotten, I think, more views on his YouTube than our trailer, so good for him.
Well, he's been around longer.
True, and there's pity.
Yeah, everyone sees your Facebook post, and they're like, I know what that is. Old Clunker guy.
The Kickstarter video has gotten like 400 links. So, I mean, I know people get angry, but like, oh, it's posted so much, but like, first off, it'll be over July 1st, so just bear with me.
You're spamming with a purpose, though. You're not just like,
true.
Follow me back, man.
You're followed by a parody account of the bear Ted from the movie Ted.
Are we?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I am not I'm not in charge of the Twitter. That's all Shane. He does the Twitter thing.
Your face is on it. You're in charge of it.
Well, that's how it's going to be, isn't
it?
It
is.
Well, this is awesome. I definitely hope you guys meet your goal. Yeah. Colin A. Bullock, thank you, man, for doing this show.
Thanks for having me. It's over already. Went by so fast.
Yeah, so we only do the show for 60 minutes now.
Oh, that's probably for the best.
Yeah, 2 hours was way too long.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But thank you for doing it, man.
It was a lot of fun,
You're
man.
Always awesome whenever you're on.
I agree.
And I like how you intersperse your plugs throughout the show so I don't have to save it for the end.
Uh-huh.
I don't need to play the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Can we, though? Because I really feel like I haven't plugged enough.
Come on. You really want to do that? Brian doesn't like it.
I just want to hear the Boss Stones.
Mm. But Brian hates it when I do it.
I bet you can't guess which song it is.
Here's the thing. I don't know why Brian hating it makes you want to do it less. It kind of has the opposite.
I love Brian, and that's the thing. Like, he's
my
co-host.
I love Brian, too, and he's cute when he's all grumpy.
Well, he's my co-host. Like, everything that makes him upset makes me sad a little bit.
You're very empathetic.
Yeah, I love you, man. I have no choice but to.
You're like the dude from Hannibal.
Yeah, but you know what I'm going to do anyways?
Do you watch that show? It's a pretty good show.
I heard it was.
Hannibal Play it on. I'll just plug what things I've been liking recently.
You want to know what else?
Cannibal.
Plugs.
Cannibal.
You're listening to Rye Bread Radio, the last voice of reason in a sea of fools. And now, with these fools, Akeem Lawenson and the Rye Guys.
Yeah, man. So do the thing with the plugs.
So watch Hannibal. It's Thursdays on NBC.
Yay!
I saw a good movie called Upstream Color recently. Watch that. That's really good. And I've been reading the second Game of Thrones book. That's really good. Also, please check out my website, colinabullock.com, colinabullock.com.
And get a sweatshirt.
Yes, get a shirt from the Awkward Moments Pod is my website. Mm-hmm. But the big thing is the Kickstarter, and you can find the links to that. If you friend me on Facebook, I post it every day. Go to facebook.com/clunkertv, and just keep supporting TV.
Absolutely, and you know what? Coming out next year, the new Mighty Mighty Boss Stones album, please pick that up when it comes out. It's coming out January 1st. Boom.
You have the whitest taste in music of any black guy.
What do you mean, man? I will strangle next.
That is
a good song.
He doesn't. He loves John Mayer.
Oh, John Mayer.
That has nothing to do with Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
John Mayer is actually blacker than Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And Gautier.
Gautier? It's just like somebody that used to be black. What?
No. Download. I want you to download it legally.
The new
Mighty Boss Stones album comes
out
January 1st.
Listen, spoiler alert. I am not going to pay money for the new Mighty Mighty Boss Stones.
Well, I'll give you money to buy it.
I will pay money for the guy who dances and doesn't.
That's true.
It
mostly goes to him.
That's probably Angus Collin also. Like, those types of things anger me.
Honestly, I find it delightful because I love that, like, he's an actual member. Like, he has to show up probably to sound checks and stuff, and like they have to write checks to him to dance.
They're like, Steve, we practiced yesterday. Where the hell were you?
Exactly. I wonder if he hangs out in the studio or if he just like.
I was dancing for another band.
They're like, what do you think of this, Steve? Can you dance to it?
Yeah, no, he's He's the only part of Mighty Boston's I like. No, just kidding. They have some good tunes.
Honestly, that's the only song of theirs that I actually know. I don't know any of their other songs. I don't even know if they're coming out with an album, but now, you know, we're going to hold them to it now that I said it on the show.
I like that it was like they announced it so far in advance. That's what I was. They're like, we got a new album out. It's all set to come out, but we're just going to sit on it for a while.
This episode's toast. Oh, boy. This was great. Thank you for doing it, Colin, as always.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me.
Brian Sweeney, you're a beautiful man. Thank you for doing it, dude.
I am. Thanks.
We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.